quite as cold as this morning, but it was just the sort of weather that felt good, like a fall morning. You would say the weather, it's what this morning? It's a little bit...
A little brisk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good word. And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you would say that you had a...
We had a killing frost.
All right. Is there a kind of frost that's less severe than that?
Yes. That's the kind that just shows up on housetop overhangs and such as that.
What would you call that?
That would be a very light frost.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anything called a Jack Frost?
Yes, I've heard the expression many times.
What does that mean?
Well, I've always heard it used as a rather general term. Not to designate a big frost. Jack Frost seems to be something that came down to us from long ago.
That's something I never heard in my family. I've just heard it listening to these tapes. A lot of people seem to say it.
I would never say it in the sense that I was trying to convey the idea that we had a big frost. Mm-hmm. I would never say that.
Okay. Then if it was so cold last night that the water in the lake got hard, you would say the lake did what?
The lake froze over.
Does it get that cold here?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a different expression if it were just a little bit frozen around the edges?
You would say we had a freeze last night.
Is that harder than a frost?
Yes, it's harder than a frost. Mm-hmm. It has to get a little bit lower to freeze a lake around the edges. The temperature has to be a little lower than it does the frost.
Okay, we need one more form of that word. You would say, when I got out, the lake had already... Still talking about the lake freezing. The lake had already...
Frozen.
Okay, uh-huh.
Iced over, frozen. Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, something that I should have asked you to do earlier when we were talking about your house was, if you will, to kind of sketch a little floor plan of the... Well, the house where you were born. Can you remember that house?
Very well.
Uh-huh. Well, could you just do that then for me? Could you just very roughly?
It was a log house.
Uh-huh. Just to give an idea of where the rooms were and what they were called. It doesn't have to be in any kind of proportion at all. Even if you do it very neatly, it won't look very neat once I've recopied it, so... Now this, you said, was your mother's father's house?
It was a tenant house on my grandfather's farm.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
When my mother and father married, they lived in this tenant house, which was a log house. Mm-hmm. Now, it may have been the main house on the farm 25 or 30 years before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just had a big room here in front.
What did you call that room?
I don't know. I moved away from that when I was a year old.
Oh, but you said you could remember the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Had a big fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Did they call it just the big room?